This is Twit.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, sweetie. How are you?
My mom, Mary. Say hi to Megan and the gang on iOS today.
Megan, I'm happy to say hi.
Hi, Mary.
Do you know Megan? Let me point the camera at Megan so you can...
I know what Megan looks like.
Have you never met?
I don't know if we've met in person.
I met her years ago.
Yeah.
Like 18
when she was having a baby.
Oh my gosh, yes. When Annabella was
14 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Years ago.
On our show today, Mom, we're doing what kinds of technologies you can help your elders with, your parents especially, with to get them set up.
I'm going to be 85. That's a good question.
Yeah. But you're using an iPad right now.
Of course. I'm at my iPad Pro.
Yeah.
That you gave to me.
Yeah.
And can you see me now? Am I looking in the right way?
Yeah, Liz? Yeah. You're looking at the camera. That's good. I had it before the show. I said, now, Mom, look at the camera. I'm not looking at you. I apologize because I'm looking at the other cameras. So forgive me.
You know what? I'm a good person to interview because you have consistently given me every single device as it comes up.
What's your favorite?
So, my favorite is the iPad Pro.
Yeah, you draw on it. Do you have a pencil and all that stuff?
Yes, and it only varies according to my energy and my talent anymore. But I have been an artist, so. That you gave me the pencil and Procreate is a fabulous program. I'm not quite up to learning all of it because I'm not quite up to anything. But I no, it's me. It's not the pro. So
and you have the 12.9 inch one. You have the big one.
The big one.
Yeah.
That you got me. You got up in the middle of the night to get me.
That's right. I got up right at 12:01 Pacific time.
Honey, I don't miss this. I get everything.
Let me ask you, because I asked you yesterday when we talked, I said, would you like a new iPhone? Would you like the new iPhone? And you said no.
Yeah, exactly. And I've been thinking about that. The reason is I use that port. And I'm really mad that it's not going to be on the new ones.
She uses the headphone jack. In fact, usually when we talk, you're wearing headphones because it makes it easier for you to hear me when I'm talking to you, right?
Well, I now have on the hearing aids that you just gave me.
Oh, now this is interesting. Yeah. Both Mom and I wear hearing aids. And when we visited last time, I said, here, borrow my hearing aids and try them. And you liked them, right?
And I love them. Now, I must forewarn people who are thinking of getting them that they are going to have to understand that something has to happen called pairing them with the phone, with the Pro. You have to pair your hearing aids with those devices.
Yeah, this is in accessibility. The hearing aids Mom and I wear from Starkey. They're called Halos, but there's some other companies that make what you want is an MFI or made for iPhone hearing aid. And once it's paired, you're hearing me in your hearing aids, right?
Yes, I don't have any headphones on.
You can hear me really well because I'm coming through the hearing aids.
Absolutely. Now, I have to say that I went to a place that had Oticons.
Oticons are also iPhone.
And they're like yours.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, there are a few companies that make these now. Look for MFI, though, because that means when you answer a phone call, you can do that too, right?
I would be able to, except I have a Cox cable right now, and I'm having trouble.
Yeah. By the way, this is another tip. When I talked to Mom, I did this yesterday. I would say, okay, well, what you need to do is you need to call Cox and tell him this and this and this. And she said, could you please write this down? So when we have conversations, as I'm on the phone with her, I'll have text messaging open and I'll write down the things so you don't have to write them down, right? So I said, here's what you tell Cox. Tell Cox your connectivity is spotty. You have a new Eero router. By the way, another nice thing that she has, one of our sponsors, that didn't help much. And you're wondering if you can get a new DOCSIS 3, and I spelt that out, DOC-SYS3 cable modem put in. So now she knows what to tell them. And I said, they're going to say, they're going to say something, some gobbledygook back to you. And you say, I don't know. This is just what my son told me to say. And then another question you had is, why is my cell phone not working? I said, turn on Wi-Fi calling, because you do have good Wi-Fi. Go into your iPhone and turn on Wi-Fi
calling. You just froze. I think it's me.
It's that spotty connectivity. It's all right.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell them. I'm calling them today, and I'm afraid, because it's Cox, that my phone won't work for more than 3 minutes. But yeah. I'm going to get them over here.
Yeah. But this is where you can help your parents, or actually anybody who's not technical, is writing stuff down and then sending it to them. And now you have it on your phone, so you kind of have a little script of what to say.
Yeah, I want to tell you how I use this, because first of all, I got a very good stand. And it's standing up. It looks like a computer. But you can also lie it down when you're drawing or whatever.
Do you have a keyboard too?
You gave me a keyboard. Of course, I have anything you can mention. I've got it. And I just refused a new iPhone. I said, no way.
Yeah, because you want the headphone jack. I understand that. And by the way, your iPhone 6, in my opinion, isn't really old, right? It's not really out of date. Mm-mm. It works fine.
Because I can lie in bed at night, put the headphones on, and listen to audiobooks or music, right? Although you just gave me something I shouldn't plug in, I suppose. You just gave me my adorable Echo Show, which is like a little tiny screen that I look at. When I wake up in the morning, I say, I won't say her name because she'll go on. You know who I'm going to say.
Yeah, the A lady, yeah.
Play the news. And then I have favorite music stations. I just lie there in bed more and more increasingly. And you know what? I just really love telling old people about this. I have a bunch of Luddite friends who are scared. They don't have this son I have. I'm so sorry for them. But I want to say that a thing that comes into play is the scale. Because before I got the Pro, I was already used to carrying my iPhone around to wait in doctor's offices or to be in contact constantly with texting with my family. I even do Instagram on there because I'm used to the size. So the Pro seems too big to do the word games on. I do word games.
Oh, yeah. We play Word with friends, and it's too big? You don't do it on you do it on your phone, huh?
I do it on the phone because I'm used to it. I'm totally used to that. I can hold it in my hand in the doctor's office. You know, I use that a lot. But I want to say
she's
that
beaten me, by the way, in Words with Friends. Dread me.
No, you're just saying that. You know.
No, you just played, gosh, like a 50-point word. I'm so mad at you.
She taught you everything you know, Leo.
I know. Now, let me ask you about a couple of other things you do with your technology. One thing is Uber.
Well, I use the phone on Uber.
You were very nervous at first to use Uber, but because you don't drive, and my sister lives nearby, and you don't want to always ask Eva for rides, I put Uber on her phone and I put my credit card on it. So you've used that. How did that work out for you?
I loved it. However, I haven't used it again, but I have not called the senior service van to get the rides that I usually have. And I have doctor's appointments coming up, and I'm going to use Uber.
Yeah.
What made me nervous was the drivers, because I don't know.
The news about Uber drivers and maybe.
Well, in this town, in Providence, I don't know. You know, I do know that.
There's only about three in the whole town. It's not a big Uber town.
Yeah, because you know what?
What? Did you like your did you like your driver last time?
Yes. He told me the whole story of how he told me a story the whole ride.
That was okay, right? Do you mind that?
I was surprised. I was prepared not to talk. And nobody can shut me up except a driver who never shuts up. So he told a whole story the whole way. The only thing I found out about him was he was from Boston. Now, here's something I found out, though, about Uber and my social services ride.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
I started quizzing the social services drivers.
Yeah.
And I said, have you ever worked for Uber? And they said, oh, yeah, this pays more. They were interchangeable.
Yeah.
So I stopped being scared of Uber. It's the same damn drivers. I'm sick of all of them.
Another thing I said, Mom up with was Foodler.
Oh, you froze. You froze again. It's Cox Cable doing this, I know.
Yeah. Can you hear me now? The other thing I set Mom up with is Foodler. Because I wish I could live next to Mom and help Mom, but I can't. I'm far, far away. And so.
Yeah, but news is you're going to visit.
I am going to visit. I told you that, didn't I?
And so, I've got a waiting list
of things to fix.
Long.
Yeah. That's I am her tech guy. When I come, I fix, I set everything up. We put the Eero's in so that she could sit in her studio out in the back and listen to her internet radio. She has a Grace internet radio. You like the internet radio. But tell me, so you are able to order food whenever you want on Foodler, and they come and they bring
Foodler,
it to you.
It's heaven. If you have grandchildren, you know, at some point, especially if they're boys, food is what is bringing them to your house.
my nephews, Will and Grady, are high school and college kids. Actually, vice versa. Will's in college and Grady's in high school. And when they were younger, I gave Mom the Xbox, and they came over to play Xbox, right?
And eat paninis, because you gave me a panini machine. So there isn't anything you didn't give me.
So now, when they kind of come over at lunchtime, right?
Yeah, and they pretend they're not hungry. Oh, yeah. Before, when they were less sophisticated, they'd walk in the door and say, Grandma, can I have a panini? But now they sashay in and they try to sit for 5 minutes on the sofa and talk when they're not looking at their phone, which they're doing anyway. And, you know, and then they say, oh, could we order out? And then we get into it.
They know you have unlimited Foodler access. But
I love it. I love it.
There are a lot of companies that do this, but I looked, when I was out there, we looked at the different ones. Foodler seemed to have the biggest range of Providence restaurants to choose from. So what kind of food do you get?
Well, I've gone through all the restaurants, and because I don't eat much, anything I order is going to feed me for the next 3 nights. So I judged them on leftovers, too. And I have found a mixed Asian restaurant not far from me to die for. And I order, and it's so huge, I really eat a full meal for 3 nights afterwards. So the test is, how is it as a leftover about 2 nights later?
It's really nice that you can not be near your parents, but still have them food, have rides, the kinds of things I would do if I lived next door. And then FaceTime, while it's not as good as me being there in person, it's really nice that we can see each other and we can talk on FaceTime. Is there any other technology? Because we're going to have to wrap this up, Mom. Is there any other technology that you really prize?
Can I say about the Pro?
Yeah.
That it's on this good stand and I can turn it toward my bed. And PBS streams the shows on there. There's a lot of things going, so it's like a little movie theater, too. In fact, I'm very sorry. I have to apologize publicly because I had this feeling that I had to have a computer. And when my computer, my laptop was really old, and it was probably doing a Cox number, but I don't know what it was doing anyway. When you last visited, you gave me a MacBook. Guess what? And I'm so ashamed.
What happened?
Because I treat the Pro completely as my computer.
That's what I thought. In fact, I expected that to be the case. Doesn't surprise me.
I would never recommend to any old person to get a MacBook. Don't get a computer. Get an iPad Pro.
There you go. And a keyboard. And a pencil.
Nothing. Yeah. And a keyboard. Yeah. Well, even if you don't want to do a keyboard, which makes it nicer, there's a keyboard on the Pro, too.
Yep.
But it's just like a computer. just like, and so get rid of that stuffy old notion that I had that you have to have a computer, because guess what? You don't. And I'm sorry, honey. Do you want to donate my MacBook to somebody who lost everything in the fire?
Oh, isn't that sweet of you, Mom?
So sweet.
Well, let's talk about that offline, because I'm not sure. I want to make sure you don't need it before you give it up, because I think you still do banking and stuff on it, right?
I bank on there simply to use it.
Oh.
I try to use it. But the thing is, I'm in love with this Pro. I love it.
Good.
And you saw it's on a card table, and I have a chair here, and it's set up like a desk.
And it's a nice size. The 12.9 is big enough that it's easy to read and easy to use. In fact, it sounds like it's too big for word games. That's interesting.
Well, only because I had learned, you know, when you're this age, you memorize things, and you're really afloat if it changes. You don't want it to change.
Yeah.
And of course, the whole world is about change. Everything changes every 2 minutes. That's why I know I want this phone, this 6 Plus. I don't want to change. If it's working, why change it?
Absolutely agree with you. Couldn't agree with you more. Mom, I love you. It's so nice to have you on the show. Thank you.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry to hang up. I want to tell you something.
Yes.
I am stoked that you're going to visit out here. I am thrilled. I'm thrilled.
You get what she's doing right now, folks. Yeah. She's making sure that I keep my promise
and
I go out and visit.
You're not kidding. Hey, where do you think this guy came from? Me. I'm really good at stuff.
Oh, Mom, I love you. You're great. And I will come out very soon. Don't worry. I'll be out there.
Darling.
Now that your toilet works, I can come out.
And Megan, thank you being quiet all.
That's my job. I feel like I should retire and Mary should host this show with you.
She's used to working with me, Mom. She doesn't get a word in edgewise.
It is your show, Megan.
It is her show. Thanks, Mom. I love you.
Thank you, sweetie.
I'll talk to you soon.
Mwah. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.